Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a great night in the house of God. The message tonight, tablets of the heart. Tablets of the heart. Let's turn to Proverbs 3, 1 to 4 on the screen. Proverbs 3, 1 to 4. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and find favor with God. Proverbs 7, 1 to 3. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple, protected as the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. That's what the Lord says. Keep my words, treasure my commands, take the law of the Lord, bind them on your fingers, and write them on the tablet of your heart. Now this is somewhat of a simple message tonight, and for some of you, you're well versed in this message. You know, suffer the word of exhortation. But for others here, this message can change your life if you let it. And there are people here tonight that the Lord would speak to and the Holy Spirit would minister in the word of God. How do we write the words of God on the tablets of our heart? There is only one way. And that is to memorize the Word of God. How do you memorize? You go over something again and again and again. You repeat it again and again until it is inscribed on the tablet of your heart, and then it's there, indelibly inscribed. It will not leave you. It's down inside of you, and it has power, and it's the voice of the Lord in your life. You know, an easy example is John 3:16. Most every Christian can quote it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How can it flow so effortlessly? Because it is written down in the heart. It's down there so permanently, so deeply, that it just flows out. That's the way of the Lord. You don't even need to have your mind in gear. Isn't that interesting? The Word of God is so in your heart that it can bypass the mind. In fact, the mind can't even keep up. And it doesn't have to. This is why elderly people, some of whom I have known, their minds blasted by time. But when somebody comes into the room and begins to pray and begins to quote scripture or begin to sing holy songs, all of a sudden they're pouring out in proper language and holy utterance, because it's far deeper than the head. It's down in the spirit. It's in the heart. Now God wants to write us to write his words on the tablets of our heart so it flows in power from our lives. Romans 10, 8 to 10. The principle of memorization is alluded to in these beautiful verses. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. That is a voice of faith coming out of you, which is based in the word of God. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You'll be made whole. You will be delivered. Now notice in the verse 8 and 9, the word is in your mouth and in your heart. Verse 8. Verse 9, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. But then verse 10 changes. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's the mouth to the heart. It's the mouth to the heart. And then it comes out of the heart into the mouth, and it is a living force and a powerful demonstration of God in his people. Joshua 1:8 says, "This word of God, this law of the Lord, shall not depart from your mouth." That was the word to Joshua. "The law of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night." Meditate means to memorize, to muse, to turn the words of God over and over until they become that living force, until they're written inside. Joshua, you need to have this word of God in your mouth, and you memorize it, you repeat it until it goes down inside of you and becomes the power of God's word in you, and then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. If we memorize the word of God, number one tonight, we will have a sword in the sheath. We will have a sword in the sheath. Some Christians have a hard time overcoming temptation, seem to stumble and fall. They have a hard time getting over themselves. Why? Because the sword is not ready. It is not written. Where Jesus said, "It is written." It is not written. Jesus said, "It is written." And when we memorize the word of God, it is amazing how quick that sword comes out of the sheath and becomes a power for us. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema of God, the word of God, that particular prophetic voice you need, that particular scripture you need in any given situation. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." There is a sword within that is wielded by the Spirit. And when we come up against a trial or a difficulty, anything that happens during a day, the Holy Spirit is the one who wields that sword on the inside of us. And it becomes power. We pull it out of the sheath and we speak it. Matthew chapter 4. Jesus answered Satan and said, when Jesus was tempted, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." He pushed the sword. He pierced the serpent. Verse 7, another temptation. Jesus said to Satan, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Verse 10, then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Jesus could say, "It is written." Now, it was not only written for Jesus on the big tablet, but it was there, written by the hand of God. Jesus quoted the big tablet, quoting out of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Not of Deuteronomy chapter 6 twice. He knew these scriptures, but they were not only written in this book, they were written on the tablet of his heart. And that's why they were so powerful and sharp against the enemy. And he brought the enemy down. Isaiah 27 and verse 1. "In that day the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea." It's the sword of the Lord that pierces Leviathan, the dragon, the serpent, the powers of darkness. And if we will take that word of God and memorize it and have it on the tablet of our heart like Jesus did. I mean, Jesus was in that temptation. Temptation came against him. He wasn't looking around for ammunition. He knew how to pull that sword with power on any given occasion. And that's the weapon that we need as well, the word of the Lord in our life. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you, including your own tongue, the voice inside of you of unbelief, carnal thinking, some negative way that tries to have its way in us. But the Lord says we have a sword and we have a weapon. If we will memorize the word of God, we will have a sword in the sheath. And we'll be surprised how quickly the Holy Spirit wields it against the enemy. 1 John 2:14. I've written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. Then he said, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. You are strong because the word of God abides. It's living. It's a power. It's a force in you. Young men, you've been involved with the word of God so that it is written on the tablets of your heart, and now you know how to overcome temptation, and you can bring down the enemy. One of the greatest things we can do to bless our life is to memorize the word of God. Memorize the word of God. And it'll be a sheath or a sword in the sheath. And number two tonight, it will be a tree of life from which you eat. Memorize the word of God, and it will be a tree of life, and you will eat its fruit. Jesus said, Matthew 12, and notice the connection. Matthew 12, 33, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Either make the tree good and its fruit good. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Now the connection is clear. The tree is the heart, and the mouth is the fruit. The tree is the heart in us, and the mouth is the fruit. Proverbs 18, 20 to 21. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tree is the heart, and the mouth is the fruit. Have you ever said to someone, change your confession? Or you wish you could say that to someone, change your confession. But the truth is, you cannot change your confession just because you decide to change your confession, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we're going to change our confession, it is because the word of God is going down and being memorized and turned over and over and meditated on. And out of that, we can have a change of heart and a change of confession. The tree is the heart, and the mouth is the fruit. Little by little, he's changing me. Line upon line, he's changing me. From glory to glory, he's changing me until I am free. Jesus is changing me. Now, this change doesn't happen in great volume. It takes time. It takes the meditation. It takes the pondering. It takes the learning of the Word of God, the memorizing of the Word of God. And slowly, the heart changes, the tree changes. That fallen disposition, that fallen nature inside of us has to be overcome by the divine nature. That voice of accusation, that voice inside of us, that broken voice of humanity, has to be overcome by the living Word of God and by the voice of God. Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Wow. Don't breach your spirit. A wholesome tongue, the marginal says, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. Every one of us, we need our tongue healed so that it becomes wholesome. A wholesome tongue, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. The tree is the heart, and the mouth is the fruit. And that's where the blessing is, and we partake of it. The work that goes on in our heart. When the tree isn't right, what happens? Complaint, negativity, unbelief, criticism, resentment, jealousies, suspicions come out. But those things are a poor diet for kings. We're sons and daughters of the living God. God wants us to eat good fruit. Do you know that we eat more of the words of our mouth than we do of our daily food? We feed our bodies during the day, and at times, and it takes a few minutes and you're on your way. But there is something that we eat of all day long, and that is the fruit of our mouth and our words and what we say. And that's why the Lord wants to deal with this, because He wants us to partake of good fruit. My, when you're eating good fruit, doesn't it taste sweet? But when fruit is spoiled, it is a terrible taste. And so the Lord wants us to get some good fruit off our life. He said, the wholesome tongue, change your heart, write my word in your heart, and all of a sudden, the fruit of your mouth will change because of the change that's gone on the inside of you. Proverbs 12:14. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. The recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. A man will be satisfied. A person will be satisfied with good by the fruit of the mouth. Proverbs 13:2. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence, strife, negativity, criticism, causticness, scorn. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. Hallelujah. Maybe you need a new hobby. You know, hobby is something that a person does regularly in their leisure for their pleasure. One of the greatest things we can do in our life, and it's really one of the most positive and invigorating things, is to begin to memorize the Word of God. Like, you can start with a verse a week. Just think, week after week, one verse a week, after a year, you will have 52 scriptures down on the inside of you. They will be a sword in the sheath, and they will be a tree of life on which you feed, and you'll be blessed. That we build up a treasure, a storehouse, a treasure house of the promises of God down inside of us. And it's a treasure house that after it's there, you monitor and maintain, and wow, it just blesses your life every day. The words of the Lord are just going through you. You're eating the fruit. You're satisfied with good because the promises of God are so alive in your heart and in your life. And so we don't have to, you know, memorize endlessly. So I don't want to discourage you. Say, man, if I start memorizing the Bible as a verse a week, like 52 this year and then 104 and two, like how it's daunting. And it is. But we don't have to memorize endlessly. We need to have a special elite group, as it were, of the promises of God that really count and really hit the mark. And so all of us can do that. We start taking those scriptures as the Holy Spirit brings them to us, or we're reading the Word of God. I need to memorize that. I need to memorize this scripture and that scripture. And they become this force and this power in us. Much of the Word of God you don't have to memorize. It's there for reading. It's there for reference. But there are many scriptures that are a storehouse of the promise and power of God. And so those are the ones that we have to pull into our heart. The tablets of the heart. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Let's have the worship team come tonight. And so tonight, maybe you're young in the faith and you struggle with a lot of things. And maybe there's areas of your life where the enemy still seems to really come at you hard. Begin to memorize scriptures that the Lord gives you to deal with those things. And when you feel the temptation, you, like Jesus, pull that sword out of the sheath and you say, it is written. It is written, enemy. It is written. I will beat you on every temptation. Some days you feel the pressure for a few hours, or maybe you go through a day or two where you're just feeling out of sorts, or something's off. I'm just fighting something or dealing with something. Well, what do you do in those days? You keep quoting that word of God. It is written. It is written. And you keep eating the fruit of the tree of life within you. You keep partaking of the promises of God. And soon the dust settles from that battle. You say, wow, thank you, Lord. I'm learning how to walk with you in victory and power and strength. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates. Marginal says he speaks to himself. He ponders by speaking to himself. He's memorizing. In the law of God, he's memorizing. He's meditating. He's turning the words over in his mouth, getting them down in his heart. Day and night. Wake up in the middle of the night and quote a few scriptures that you're working on, or some that are coming to your heart by the Holy Spirit. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit, in the quietness of the night when you wake up, and you feel the word of God and the promise of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is my rock and my strength. All my children will be taught of the Lord. I will never leave you or forsake you. Just rest in your bed and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, the word of God. Is in your heart. Psalm 1 and verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. This is the promise to those who delight in the word of God and who meditate, memorize that word. We shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water. We will bring forth fruit in due season, and our leaf will not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight and thank the Lord for his goodness. Hallelujah. The altars are always open. If you would like prayer or would like to come and consecrate yourself to the Lord in a particular way, tonight let's thank God for His Word. And if you're here tonight and say, I need to build that Word of God into my life, then you begin to take a scripture a week. Maybe you can take more. You're going to say, I'm going to start to meditate in the Word of God because my life will be fruitful. And I will enjoy the fruit of the tree of life within. Hallelujah.